Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess. As always, I love being with you every single week here on the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of my community. If you have not yet subscribed to the show, now is a great place to do it. Wherever you get your podcast, just hit that subscribe button, babe, so that you never miss an episode. And if you have not left a review on the show, especially on Apple Podcasts, where most people in the world listen to their podcasts, I'd be so appreciative if you could take just a few seconds, leave us 5 stars, a couple sentences around what the show has meant for you. I love reading your reviews. It helps the show grow, and it just means so much to me and the spiritual hustler mission here on this planet. And share this show. If you haven't yet already, share it on Instagram, tag me, text it to your friend, let them know that you see them in these episodes, and to start to spread the light by spreading the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, because we talk about all things light and dark here on the podcast. This show is a dichotomy in the best way. We talk about all things spiritual, which we're going to do today. We talk about all things hustling, all the things that have to do with business and branding and marketing, but we do it in our own unapologetic, spiritually connected, divinely feminine way. And every Thursday here on the podcast, I bring to you a little tiny key off of my cosmic keychain, inspired by the tattoo of a key on my heart, that is really here to help you every single Thursday on this series unlock the locks that have been keeping you stuck, small, safe, inside of your own self-limiting beliefs, disconnected from your power, your purpose, your divinity, your abundance, your self-love. I could go on, and that is really what this series is all about. And today, when it comes to the spiritual side of this podcast, you guys, we are going to go there, okay? We are going to probably be as unapologetically galactic as I've ever been on this podcast, okay? You guys, you've been asking for this. I have been getting so many messages every single time I talk about the Palladians or my starseed lineage or the galactic family or this whole conversation. Everyone's like, can you share more about that? And today I am going there, and it's probably going to be one of the most, I don't even know, out there conversations you've maybe heard in a second, but I'm here to ground it. I'm here to make this accessible. I'm here to break it down and explain today about remembering where you really came from, because you didn't just come from your mother's womb. You came from stardust and other dimensions to channel this human experience as a soul and a human body for a like microcosm of time, because we live in an infinite, ever-expanding universe where there is literally infinity of like time and space. And we think that, you know, everything is so serious here. And whether your coffee is taking too long at Starbucks, or you're stuck in traffic, or someone just left you a trolled comment on your fucking Instagram, if anything, I hope that this episode gives you perspective. Okay, so let's dive in. Unlocking your earth and star codes, because the truth is, you, yes, you, the woman I'm talking to right now, is not just human. You are stardust. Don't take it from me. Take it from NASA. I'll never forget, years ago, I was watching 60 Minutes with my husband. We used to watch that show all the time, and they were interviewing NASA scientists about the updates to the Hubble telescope, because they had updated it so greatly that like you could see through the Hubble telescope beyond billions and billions of galaxies. It was like the most advanced technology NASA had come out with, where you could see through this telescope all these different extended galaxies outside of our own. And I'll never forget the scientist looking at the interviewer on 60 fucking minutes saying straight into their eye, what human beings need to understand is that we are literally made of stardust. So don't take it from me. Take it from NASA. Take it from science. You are DNA. You're comprised of DNA that carries imprints of ancient star nations. It is physically, scientifically impossible that we are in one single galaxy out of trillions within one single solar system, our Earth sun star, with the nine planets rotating around it, which is one of trillions, if not more than that, inside of the Milky Way galaxy alone. So Earth is not just a rock spinning in space. She's actually a sovereign planet, a living library that is encoded with information that lives inside of the human species, and actually all species. And speaking of specifically the human species, because, hey, I'm a human, I think you are too, that's why you're listening, is really one big great experiment of polarity. Okay, I'm going to break this all down. That has been playing itself out on this planet for hundreds of thousands of years. So let me give you the galactic backstory. There was always a fight for this planet, because in the higher dimensions of our galaxy, where these other star nations and species are from, there were always wars of light versus dark. And there were civilizations, there still are civilizations inside of the Milky Way galaxy that carried the codes of light. Okay, and these are the Pleiadians, the Syrians, the Arcturians, who were building worlds rooted in harmony, creativity, and love. But there were also shadow forces, reptilians, maybe you've heard of them, the Anunnaki, maybe you've heard of them, the Orion factions, and these species carried the codes of control, domination, and greed. Sound familiar? And Earth was chosen as a sovereign experiment between these nations, a place where free will, which you and I and all of us have here on this planet, and polarity could coexist. Okay, this was the experiment where both the light and the shadow could play itself out. And this is why it's called the third dimension. We live in a literal 3D reality, which is the realm of duality. Okay, polarity, good and bad, dark and light, love over fear. Okay, this is why we call it Earth School, because this is what unfortunately and fortunately makes the human experience so painful and so exquisite and so challenging and so worth living. This is why Earth feels so intense, because we live in this realm of duality, and why human beings, maybe you're one of them, I certainly have felt for so long that it's so challenging to be here, because we are literally living on the front line of cosmic history. And if you've ever felt deep inside of your soul, and I know that you do because you're here listening to my show, that you came here on Earth for a reason, you're right. You did. So there's a higher, dimensionally higher reason why you feel that way. Okay. So you might be like, star nations, star lineages, star families, what the fuck are you talking about, Jessica? This is at least what I believe, but also science that I have researched and confirmation and affirmation I've received in my own shamanic journeys and healing sessions and conversations with some of the most connected spiritually galactic conscious people I know, who happen to be brilliant entrepreneurs and everyday humans walking around as well with this level of understanding. And so there were light tribes, star nations, who came here to seed Earth hundreds of thousands of years ago with the codes of love and wisdom and remembrance. Okay, so the Pleiadians, which I believe I am, are carriers of love. They're carriers of beauty. They are carriers of the feminine frequency. They teach us harmony, intimacy, divine creativity. The Syrians, guardians of technology and sacred knowledge, they are, I think, the builders of the pyramids, like the architects of grids. They're the ones who bring structure to the cosmos. There are the Arcturians. Arcturians are the masters of healing, frequency, and advanced technology. They work with sacred geometry and higher dimensional blueprints. Now, the Orions, one of my favorite constellations in the sky is Orion's Belt. Yep, they're a star nation there. Complex, I would say, the least. Some Orion lineages are aligned with shadow, which is control, power, hierarchy, and others fought for the light. And they teach us discernment and the integration of polarity. Now, there's the Anunnaki, are known for manipulating early human DNA, seeding hierarchy and control structures, but are also part of this karmic dance that gave humanity the chance to evolve through contrast. Okay, so in a way, we've got to be thankful for the Anunnaki and the reptilians, who are often feared, but their role also is to test us, and they carry the shadow of control, manipulation, and fear, yet they also show us in, honestly, I think, a beautiful way what happens when power is abused, because it wakes us up. Okay, so everything is relevant. Everything has value. Everything has something to teach us, the light and the dark. The light isn't perfect. In fact, in all of the books that I've read about the Palladians, actually, they too had an agenda to carry on their own bloodline and to create a system where they had power. And so there's so much nuance in understanding these star systems and how they have contributed to the nuances of Earth. As above, so below, as I often say, and we are really playing out so many of their codes because their codes live inside of our DNA. I hope you guys are following me here. I knew this one would be a little out there, but I know you're with me. Okay, so how to recognize your star lineage, because you might be like, well, who am I? Where am I from? And I like to think of looking at these star families almost like cosmic astrology. Like, you know, when you get your human design read or your astrology chart read, you're like, oh my God, my whole life makes so much sense. I see myself as a Taurus. I see myself as a manifesting generator. My whole life makes sense now that I know that I'm a projector or a Cancer moon, right? I feel like the same thing with our star lineages. So I'm going to kind of break them down into a quick guide. And of course, I highly recommend you go do your own research. I'm actually going to leave a link to a podcast I recorded with Emily the Mystic. She is an expert in helping you understand where you came from. She's a channeler of galactic families. But I'm going to give you my quick breakdown of how I see these different star lineages. So if you are deeply sensitive, creative, if you love beauty, if you feel everything in your body, you may carry Palladian codes. If you are obsessed with technology or ancient civilizations or building things that last, you might be Sirian. And by the way, I feel like I'm a hybrid of all of these, specifically Palladian, Sirian, and Arcturian, and I'll break down Arcturian. So if you are drawn to sacred geometry or sound healing, quantum physics, advanced modalities through Reiki, breathwork, plant medicine, you may be Arcturian. Maybe you have struggled with power dynamics in your life, or you've been fascinated by shadow work or leadership and truth telling. You could be Orion. And if you feel like you are here to break free from systems of control, or you've always questioned authority, you might be here to heal Anunnaki and reptilian lineages. But here's the thing, here's the truth. We are all hybrids. You carry codes from multiple lineages. And I really believe we each have, for lack of a better term, like a cosmic cocktail that makes you, you.
All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth. Your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends, and do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now.
So I hope that you are really following me here and understand that you have star codes. You came to Earth and you came here to ground them, to embody them, to live them in human form. And the reason why I believe that we are hybrids personally is for a few reasons, but one of the most life-changing moments I ever had in my career, in my adult life, was when I was actually at Mindvalley University a couple of years ago. This was like 2017-18. I was in Croatia and I saw the scientist Nassim Haramim speak on stage. He did like a 3-hour talk and I was captivated. And I'll actually leave a link to Nassim Haramim's work in the show notes. And I think you're all familiar with that like image of like ape to man, where like we see like the hunched over hairy chimpanzee that gets a little taller and then gets a little taller and more upright and then gets a little taller and more upright and gets a little taller and more upright. And then all of a sudden it's a human, the very last image. And the way that he explained the transformation from basically that second to last image of the slightly more tall, upright, still small brain, still hairy, final stage of the chimpanzee to human, there is no other explanation other than a genetic modification took place. This is what I believe. This is what I know in my own body. It is scientifically impossible that Earth, based on the Goldilocks zone theory, we are living next to a sun star that is not too hot, not too cold, therefore life can exist, that we would be the only planet that lives in that kind of zone. And I have journeyed to these civilizations. I have met with them at Mount Shasta. I have seen them in my altar. I've seen them in my own breathwork journeys. This is what's true for me. And I know that I chose, just like you, to come to Earth, to live out your unique DNA that is encoded with stardust, according to science, to live them out in your own unique, beautiful blueprint in human form. And so your Earth codes are the ways your mission gets expressed through your work, through how you want to impact others, what your unique contribution is to the collective. It comes through via your feelings. What lights you up? What pisses you off? Your emotions are signposts to your mission. Your Earth codes are expressed through your beliefs. What do you stand for in this world, even if the world says you're fucking crazy for it? And of course, your Earth codes are expressed through your business and your brand and how you weave your soul codes into your offerings, into your messaging, into your products, your services, your gifts, your leadership. And this is why I truly believe entrepreneurship is a spiritual path, because your business isn't just a business. It is the vessel for your galactic assignment. And so if this episode today is like blowing your mind, or maybe you've already turned me off and changed the channel because this is too out there for you, I get it. You do you, boo. But if you're still with me, I want you to take some steps today or this week or over the next couple weeks to really start to unlock your codes and to meditate on your origin, to ask your higher self, where did you come from before Earth? Like, write that down. Like, where did I come from? And journal whatever comes through. Do not filter it. Start to notice your patterns. Do you crave harmony? Do you love technology? Do you thrive in healing? Do you feel like you were born to be a leader? These are breadcrumbs from your star lineage. And then I want you to really anchor it into earth. Like, take one star trait and ask yourself, how do I express this in my business? So if you're Palladian, like I am, maybe it's beauty in your branding. If you're Sirian, maybe it's building strong systems. If you're Arcturian, maybe it's innovating some brand new healing modality that only you can do. And to really claim your hybrid nature, because we're not meant to fit into a box. We are the fusion here on planet Earth of all of these beautiful, needed, necessary codes. This is what I talked about in my book, The Lightwork. I express the living library is this catalog of ancient data that is stored in the human body that we get to unlock by being ourselves, by doing our spiritual work, by focusing on our own personal evolution, our spiritual divinity. And yes, our mission and our success on this planet and channeling our abundance and how much impact we can create within our platforms for the greater good, for healing, for love, for light. Because I do know that if you're here with me listening, part of this community, you are here for the light. And this is our power. And so my loves, my spiritual hustlers, you are not here on planet Earth by accident, by coincidence. You didn't land on Earth just to pay your fucking bills and scroll Instagram. You came here on a very deep soul assignment that dates back millennia upon millennia upon millennia, carrying the codes of the stars and the codes of the Earth to be the vessel, the bridge in your human body, to bring it all out into the world, into planet Earth, to help bring more harmony and oneness into the way we exist in humanity. All of this is alive inside of you, and the world is shifting. And I know it's scary and it feels dark, but I believe that the light is rising. And that's because women like you and I are having this conversation. And every time you align your business, your voice, your mission, your leadership with your true soul essence, and only you know what that is, babe, you are fulfilling your cosmic contract. So remember who the fuck you are. Do the work to get closer to that answer, to get more in touch with where you came from, why you are here, to remember who you are is remembering that you are love, and that this whole earthly plane, the game here, the school here that we came to fucking be students of, is to learn the truth that it's all love. That's what that whole galactic war was about. Because love diffuses all fear, and fear creates control and manipulation and dominance and disempowerment. And so when we remember who we are, we empower ourselves and we empower the world around us to remember too. So this is my key for you today. I hope you took it with a ton of fucking confidence and truth and love and readiness so that you can go out and be who the world needs you to be. A spiritual hustler here to create the new earth where we are awake and remembered and living and leading from love. Have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.